Hi VoiceTubers, I'm Kelsey. Welcome to today's pronunciation challenge. Today's video is titled, When Someone Has a Crush on You. And it's a video by Lily Singh. So in this video, she is talking about what it's like when someone has a crush on you and how people act when they find out that someone has a crush on them. So it is a very funny video and it's very relatable. Most of Lily Singh's videos are pretty relatable. So if you're interested, you can take a look at that after today's pronunciation challenge. But for now, let's look at our sentences. When someone has a crush on you, whether you like them back or not, you are going to lead them on. Why? Because it's human nature. So these sentences are explaining one of the reactions that people often have when they find out that someone has a crush on them. And they're talking about how many people tend to lead that person on. And we will get into what each of these phrases mean in a minute, but for now, let's read these sentences one more time a little slower. When someone has a crush on you, whether you like them back or not, you are going to lead them on. Why? Because it's human nature. All right, let's get into our vocabulary. Our first vocabulary is have a crush on someone. So this is a phrase and it means to like someone or to be attracted to someone. So you could say something like, Tanya has a crush on George. And that would mean that Tanya likes George or she has romantic feelings for him. She's attracted to him. Our next word is related to this phrase and it is crush. So crush is a noun. And it is an attraction to someone or a kind of feeling of love for someone. Basically, you like someone. So you could say something like, it's just a crush. Nothing will ever actually come of it. And that would mean that you like someone, you're attracted to them, but you'll never actually be in a relationship with them. It's just a crush. And a crush can also mean a person you like. So you could say something like, who's your crush? All right, our next vocabulary is another phrase that has to do with romantic feelings for someone, and it is head over heels. So head over heels means madly or completely in love. So you could say something like, I'm head over heels for him, or I fell head over heels in love with him. All right, next up is lead someone on. Lead someone on is another phrase, and it means to persuade someone to believe something that is not true. And usually when we say lead someone on, we're talking about making someone think that you like them or you're interested in them romantically, even though you actually don't. So an example sentence would be, he thought that Anna liked him, but she had actually just been leading him on. All right, next is play games. So play games is a phrase and it means to try to deceive someone or to behave in some way that's not serious or honest. So you could say something like, I wish Dave would stop playing games and just be honest with me. All right, the next phrase is play hard to get. So to play hard to get means to pretend that you're less interested in someone than you really are as a way of making them more interested in you. And this is something that tends to happen at the start of a romantic relationship. So you might hear someone say something like, why don't you just text him back? Are you playing hard to get? All right, the next word is human nature. So human nature is the natural way of behaving that most people share. So in our sentence, she says that the reason that we tend to lead people on when we find out that they have a crush on us is because of human nature. You could also say something like, it's human nature to put yourself before others. All right, the next word is related to human nature, and it is human. So it is the first word of that phrase, human nature, and a human is just a human being, a person. So you could say something like, humans create a lot of pollution. And we usually use this word when we want to show that we are different from another species, maybe. Maybe we would say humans versus animals, make that comparison. Or maybe we want to highlight the fact that we are human, maybe that we have things that are special to us as a species. All right, the next word is also related to human nature and human, and it is humanity. So humanity is a noun, and it is human beings as a whole. And it can also be the characteristics that belong to human beings, so that are unique to human beings, maybe kindness or sympathy or things like that. And an example sentence would be, the speaker will discuss his predictions about the future of humanity. So the future of humanity would be the future of us humans as a whole. All right, that is the last of our vocabulary. So let's read our sentences one more time. When someone has a crush on you, whether you like them back or not, you are going to lead them on. Why? Because it's human nature. All right, that is it for today's pronunciation challenge. The question of the day is, do you remember your first crush? Please leave a comment below answering this question along with your recording. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time, VoiceTubers.